All right. I have the honor of sitting here with Matt Barnes. I'm going to say kind of an enforcer, journeyman, and about 15 years in the NBA?
15 years, yeah. Had a good run. You know, 15 years, eight teams. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but kind of found my footing in about 06 with the We Believe Warriors team and was able to make a career out of it. You know, I was a second-round pick who was cut and had to go to the G League for a year, so... You know, I just took every single game once I finally got to the NBA as if it was my last, because that's the kind of grind I was on from the beginning. So it wasn't, most people think, oh, you drafted, you get millions of dollars. And for some people, it's like that. For me, it wasn't. You know, me was a constant audition, a constant grind. And I think I appreciated that more because I think, you know, after I was able to kind of sit back and look like, yo, you played 15 years, you made great money, but you never took a game off. You never took anything for granted because I knew how hard I worked to get there.
And it is hard work. People think that, I mean, you guys make it look so easy, but
right.
The fact is you guys worked your asses off to get there.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, if you look at whether you're, you know, football or basketball were my two sports, and, you know, the average career is 3 years.
Right.
You know, so to be able to play 15 and be fortunate enough to win a championship.
Well, that's, you capped it off with one.
Right.
I mean, what a way to go.
Yeah, you know, be able to make some good money along the way. It was definitely, but like you said, you know, the way media is set up now and that everyone has an opinion, you would think that it is as easy as everyone makes it seem, but, you know, if it was that easy, everyone would play.
Well, you know, we were just talking a little bit off air about the tax issues, and you made some good money. Did you get some smart advice about how to protect yourself?
Ooh, early on, no.
I mean, because in California,
yeah,
I mean,
they
take, what, 75% of your check,
man,
or something?
They might as well just take it all
the way
they take it. Early on, no. You know, to be completely honest with you, maybe my first 5 years at the end of every summer, my bank account was on red. You know what I mean? So you really had to, maybe year 6, 7, got pregnant with my twins and kind of realizing, okay, well, now this money has to start lasting.
Right.
I think, you know, luckily my kids, you know, getting pregnant with twins and understanding, you know, that my journey in fatherhood was just beginning, you know, kind of, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years into my career, knowing that, okay, now you have to start planning ahead and this and that. So I'd probably say maybe like year 6 or 7, I got financial advice and, you know, started putting money away where I needed to put away at.
Right, and kids, man, greatest thing in the world. How old are they now?
So I have identical twins who are 13, and then I also have 3 bonus children who are 11-year-old daughter, 9-year-old son, 8-year-old son, and then my girl and I have a 3-year-old together. So we have 6 kids under 13.
Wow. So I will tell you this. I have a 28 and a 31-year-old.
Okay.
And they are always your babies.
Mm-hmm.
They will drive you crazy. Sometimes the love is just unconditional.
Yeah.
And sometimes they make you work for it
every
day.
It's crazy because it's funny you said that because it's, you know, I was at my boy started 8th grade 2 days ago and we took a picture and I looked at the parents like, these little have mustaches now. Like, they're not my babies. And, like, luckily, I have a 3-year-old that's kind of loves me and cuddles on me all the time. So he's my baby. But like my 13-year-old boys are like,
they're like,
Dad, come on now. Like, their voices are getting a little deeper and they think they're better than me at basketball already. So it's just like, you know, it's how fast it goes.
Right. Now, okay, the true test is when they can dunk on you.
Yeah, they're, because they know Dad was a fouler. So you dunk on me, I'm going to try to foul you. So I don't think they're going to be trying that anytime soon.
So as you played through the careers, I mean, you had the fortune to be able to play with a bunch of different teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to see different management styles, different teams being brought together in different ways. Your favorite team? I mean, obviously winning the big one is an important thing, but your favorite coach, the favorite team that was brought together?
Along the ride, you really start to understand and appreciate it's not always about what they put on the table or on the court, but how management upstairs, you know, in the old adage that winning starts up top.
Right.
You know what I mean? So a perfect example was, you know, when I first kind of found my footing with Golden State in 2006, management wasn't very good. You know, guys were in and out. They didn't keep that team together, although we made NBA history. Fast forward 10 years later, I get a chance to go back there and it ended up being my final year. But management was a dream. You know, all you had to do with that Warrior team in 2017 was play basketball. When we got to the playoffs, they chartered a completely private plane for your family to fly in. They took care of hotels. They took care of ticket requests. Like, literally all you had to do was play basketball. So, you know, obviously another great organization was the Lakers. The Clippers, same thing. The first time I went to the Clippers, organization was dog. Second time around, they got Donald Sterling out. I was on that team when they got Donald Sterling out and brought Bomber in. And then Bomber kind of changed the energy around the organization and really tailored it to the players and took care of everything else. So, you know, I say all that to say that winning definitely starts at the top. And that's, to me, the most important thing. But, you know, some of the three organizations I mentioned, Clippers, Golden State, and the Lakers were probably the three best organizations I played for. And that was because management was incredible.
All right, so as we wrap up here, think it back to your childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
grandma, mom making dinner on that Sunday night. What's your meal that you miss? The one if you could have today, if you could have that dinner today, what would it be?
I lost my mom in 2007 to cancer, so rest in peace. But I'm Italian and black, but my mom was straight Italian, so she always used to make lasagna from scratch.
Yeah.
So my sister's picked up the recipe. She's passed it on to me, so I do it every once in a while. But that lasagna from scratch, French bread, salad, just traditional classic Italian dinner is the one that comes right as soon as you said that. It's the first thing that popped in my mind.
And the smile's huge.
Absolutely.
Matt Barnes, thank you for joining us today on The Savvy Investor.
Thank you for having me.